The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 27th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of poet Kay Ryan, born in San Jose, California, 1945. Samuel Adams, Boston, 1722, one of the first Americans to deny the authority of the British Parliament over the colonies and advocate independence. It's the birthday of Louis Auchincloss, born in Lawrence, New York, 1917, known for his novels about New York City and its upper crust in books such as Portrait in Brownstone, A World of Profit, and Diary of a Yuppie. Also the birthday of Sir William Empson, East Yorkshire, England, 1906, who wrote about how great literature makes us think and feel conflicting things at the same time. This week we're observing the anniversary of the Norman invasion of 1066, after the Battle of Hastings, in which the Normans defeated the Saxons, which had an enormous effect on the English language, brought in French and Latin into what had been a Germanic language. So many words about pleasure and pastime come to us by way of French, including the word pleasure itself from the French plaisir, meaning to please. Delight, too, comes from the French délitier, to charm, to allure, to please, which gives us the word delicate and delicacies, which you might buy at a deli and find to be delectable, in which case you would cry out, "This is delicious." Joy came to us from the French, too, the French joie, based on the Latin verb to rejoice. And so does the word dance from the French verb danser. To act at leisure or to dally come from the French laissez, based on the Latin word to be allowed, and the basis for the word license as well. The French word dallier meant to chat and was a word used commonly in Anglo-Norman in the years just after the invasion, when a sort of bilingual society existed, nobles chatting in French and the common folk in English. The word dalliance actually started out in English meaning conversation, but since has come to take on the meaning of amorous flirtation. Music and sport from French as well. Sport, which in Middle English meant hobby or entertainment, came from the French disport. Music from musique comes to us by way of Latin, from Greek for the art of the muses, which is the basis for amuse, bemuse, mosaic, and museum. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill entitled Smoke and Ash. I spend every fall out in the woods, felling trees, cutting their trunks and branches into blocks, splitting and stacking the blocks in neat rows. I cover the wood with old metal roofing and let it sit for a year or so. Then back to the woods with a tractor and wagon, load the wood into the wagon, haul it back to the woodshed, toss it in and stack it again. All through the fall, winter, and spring, I carry the wood by the armload into the house and stack it again in the wood box next to the big old round oak stove. In it goes, fire after fire, day after day, month after month. All the while, I shovel the ashes into a galvanized coal scuttle, haul them out to the garden, and scatter them over the snow. After all that work, a bucket of ash and smoke gone into the air. A poem by David Budbill, Smoke and Ash, from While We've Still Got Feet, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Old Crow Medicine Show the band that brought you Wagon Wheel, releasing their new record, Tennessee Pusher, 13 songs offering a virtual American road trip, produced by Don Waz, available now at Amazon.com. And by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.